from the Packers TV network. Going end zone with the green and gold every week. This is Packers Live.
And welcome to the show, voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrivee. This is the first time we've spoken about a win in a month, man.
Hey, it's a new feeling, Lance. It's new for us. It's great. It's a good feeling,
too. It is. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's delightful. Clear from the start that the Packers wanted to run in the rain, Wayne. They got 160 yards on the ground. Aaron Jones looking good early on, but he injured his knee early, got carted off, probably out maybe 3 to 6 weeks, the way it sounds. And then Ty Montgomery came in, had a good 37-yard TD burst. Had a good couple of weeks in a row, dropped out with a rib injury, but great patience right there getting through the hole.
Yeah, and he burst through that hole. And, you know, again, he had the big game, 160 yards rushing, had a 61-yard run in Chicago a year ago. Maybe it's certain courses for certain horses, and this horse likes this course down there at Soldier Field. Ty was outstanding in the ball game. Packers had a season-high 37 rushing attempts, and that was their longest run of the day, 37 yards. But really, Lance, this was a game the Packers won in the trenches. Mm-hmm. It was dark. It was cold. It was raining. It was damp. It was everything that's bad about the Chicago lakefront. And it was black and blue. And the team that would win in the trenches, the team that would control the trenches, was going to win this game. Mm-hmm. And the Packers pounded out 160 yards rushing, as you mentioned, on 37 running attempts. That's dominance at the line of scrimmage. No question about that.
And then in comes Jamal Williams, third stringer. Devontae Mays inactive. He'll probably be active for the Ravens game this time around because of all the injuries. But 20 carries, 67 tough yards, and he was popping the pads, Wayne.
And no run longer than 7 yards. He had a couple of 6-yard runs. He had a 7-yard run.
But you don't need to when you get, four first downs with
three
those runs?
3 and 4 yards at a pop. And the Bears knew he was coming with the ball, and everyone knew it. The Packers were salting away the game, and he was getting tough yards.
All right, how do you outfox yourself this bad, Wayne? It's unbelievable. Benny Cunningham gets the ball right here, reaches for the pylon. Ball is coming out. John Fox, the head coach of the Bears, challenges if it's a touchdown. Instead, fumble, touchback, Packers ball.
What John Fox was actually challenging was the fact that the running back did not step out of bounds. Cunningham did not step out of bounds. He was right about that. But what no one understood or knew until they looked at the replay, the ball was coming out. And when it hit the pylon, it was fumbled. And that means touchback, ball to Green Bay, Bears off the board.
Took the ball right out of his own team's hands. They were at a first and goal.
And that was the difference in the game.
That was big.
Okay? I mean, they get a first and goal to the two and pound it in.
Yeah.
That's the difference in
the game. Absolutely. All right. The Packers needed someone to step up on defense, and they certainly got it in this one, especially Nick Perry. He really did it.
I'm so used to seeing this guy play with one hand. I mean, he's always got a broken hand.
Three sacks, Wayne.
He finally has two hands to play with, and he had three sacks in the ball game. He was outstanding.
Three of the five Packers sacks and six tackles, so he is probably their most complete linebacker, and he was really, really getting after it.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's not forget about the quarterback. Because I think in the fourth quarter, the quarterback really stepped to the next level, and I think this team gained a belief now in Brett Hundley, and that was something that was tangible. You could see it, you could feel it in the fourth quarter. He made huge plays. This one right here had a lot of Aaron Rodgers in it, right?
Biggest throw of his young NFL career right
here. And it was off the charts. It was not a play that was designed. They had to actually ad-lib this play, but he did a very good job. Pointed to Devontae, said, I'm throwing back shoulder. You turn for it, and he did. He delivered it right on the money.
Great adjustment by Devontae Adams. And I would argue, Wayne, that he made the two biggest throws of his career because he also had one later on in the fourth quarter. Both in the fourth quarter, third and 10, 42 yards to Devontae Adams. He came up pretty clutch in that fourth quarter.
From the Packers' 35-yard line, Lance, you're right. The Bears are sniffing, getting the Packers off the field at third and 10. And look at this bomb. Down the sidelines, put it right on the money, dropped it right over Kyle Fuller to Devontae Adams. That was just huge. Also, prior to the touchdown now, he had a 17-yard run on a third down and short play that set the Packers up at the Bears' 20-yard line. So the kid really stepped up in that fourth quarter. Now, we'll see if it carries on to the next week, but I know this. He's got more confidence, and the team has more confidence in him.
Definitely a gritty performance as well. He had the hamstring injury, and guys knew it at the time, But he said it was basically one of the slowest runs he's ever had, Wayne, when he got that first down. But somehow, some way, stayed in the pocket, had the composure to do
it. Well, he was on a slow field. So
yes, that's true, too.
No one was real fast there yesterday. But, no, it was great. And it was nice to see him step up. And the other thing about it is Mike McCarthy said to me the last 3 weeks, we had a good week of practice, a really good week of preparation. Finally, you saw it in a game.
It maybe took a little bit of time, but eventually they got that cohesiveness going. All right, up next, we go into the trenches where Larry McCarron declares a winner in a battle you didn't even know about. You're watching Packers Live.
Packers Live is sponsored by Johnsonville, Mills Fleet Farm, Spectrum, and TIAA.
Welcome back to Packers Live. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark has been a bright spot all season long for the Packers. And Sunday against the Bears, he helped Green Bay earn the Wham! Championship. What's that, you ask? Larry "The Rock" McCarron shows us in the Chalk Talk.
Victories are built on winning various battles along the way. And one of the battles the Packers won against the Bears was the Battle of the Wham play. Let's take a look. This fella right here spends a whole afternoon doing battle with these guys right here. And the Packers want to throw him a changeup. So they have Corey Linsley, block over here. Lane Taylor, block over there. And to take care of this guy, here's the changeup. Aaron Ripkowski is going to execute what's called a wham block. And let's watch Aaron. Watch him come down and bang, right underneath the chin. I mean, that is jolting a guy. Aaron's hands are inside. He's under total control. And I'll tell you what, it is the key block on a very well-blocked play where Ty Montgomery can go 37 yards for a touchdown untouched. Of course, two can play the Wham game, and the Bears' target is Kenny Clark. They're going to send their center over here, their guard over there, and they run a little different version of the Wham play. It's going to be the tight end making the Wham block, but watch how much better Kenny Clark plays it. He gets underneath that tight end, and then he gets his hands working. And then he sheds the tight end, and he makes a play on Jordan Howard for little or nothing. Kenny Clark helping the Packers win the Battle of the Wham play.
We knew they liked to run whams, and then, but I never got one in practice. I haven't got a wham in a long time. Like, I just felt like they both ran away from me, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, and the tight end came back around. And luckily I see him in time because he could have whacked me.
You know, when Larry started talking about Wham, I was thinking about 80s pop songs like Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Wayne, and all that stuff. But
now you're dating yourself, Lance.
I am. I'm getting very, very old. But it is interesting that is a game you don't see very often. And you mentioned it, Wayne. This was an old-school black and blue division thing. You got to have those guys in the trenches that can handle themselves in that situation. And Kenny Clark, that's why he's a first-rounder. He can make plays like that.
Yeah, and the team that won in the trenches yesterday is the team that won the ball game. That was the way it was in Chicago in that black and blue matchup.
All right, next up, we bring in the JS Online beat writer, Tom Silverstein. He's going to break down some of the intriguing things that are still with the Packers. Welcome back to Packers Live. And for all the hot topics, we bring in JS Online beat writer, Tom Silverstein. And help me out with this, Tom. Is it a confidence thing? Two of the best throws in the fourth quarter from Brett Hundley happen to be right when they need him. He runs for a first down on third down. Is he a clutch performer? Is he going to be one of those guys that maybe for three quarters is trying to feel his way through and then all of a sudden makes the biggest plays at the end?
Well, the Packers are going to hope so. I think you really, what's significant about it is that he did make it at the end. He could have made those plays anytime during the game, but his last four throws or completions for 87 yards total. 4 for 4, 87 yards. Up to that, he was like 14 of 21 for 100 and something. And it wasn't that great. But he made the plays that won the game, and smartly he threw the ball to Davante Adams because that's the guy they need to get the ball to a lot more. And when you throw it to him, generally something good's going to happen.
Tom, another quiet day for Jordy Nelson. What's going on there?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson, for as much as he's done, as great as he's been, is sort of passing the torch to Adams. Mm. His speed is not what it once was. He had very much the best relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Mm. And you saw that early in the year. He had a bunch of touchdowns, red zone touchdowns. But, you know, it's sort of a new era, and it's the torch gets passed. It passed from Driver to Jennings and Jennings to Nelson,
right.
And now it's passing to Davante Adams.
Yeah, it definitely happens. All right, big concern here. Rookie quarterback not going through all of his progressions, rainy with a bad track yet. Mitch Trubisky, 297 yards through the air. Is there cause for concern, guys, in that situation?
I think so. I think their secondary still remains a problem. I thought they played the run well against a very good running team, but they have... You have the advantage of knowing you're going against a quarterback that's, one, has this, harness around him that they're not going to let him throw a whole lot. And the other is that, the Packers are able to play eight men in the box a lot and use their safety to help defend the run. So I still, I don't know how you can give up 297 yards to Mitch Trubisky. You really shouldn't.
One thing they were able to do is get the game to one-dimensional.
Right.
They stopped the run early. Mm-hmm. The Bears weren't going to be able to run for 160 yards like they intended to. And they put the game into Mitch Trubisky's hands. And Tom, in the fourth quarter, he missed repeatedly down the stretch. And I think that was what they wanted to do. I'm with you. I'm still concerned about the secondary, concerned especially on the corners, because, again, when you look at this situation, if Kevin King is out for any length of time, he's their best cornerback now.
You got to watch that injury. We'll see. Now, that's a shoulder he's dealt with since college. I've talked to him about it before. He wears a harness on that shoulder. Mm. He can raise his arm, but not all the way up. And it's something that I think will probably have to be dealt with in the off season. But you could tell he was in a lot of pain during the game when he fell on it. And
right out.
Yeah, and McCarthy was unclear about what his status would be this week. But they really need him. They need their corners, all three corners, to play well for once. You know, Joe Witt, the cornerback's coach, said that last week. And it didn't happen again. House was... kind of the weak link this past week.
Yeah, they definitely need better play out of that. Okay, Trevor Davis fielding a punt in the end zone, and I can understand the frustration with so many penalties on special teams, but guys, this is something that really cannot happen. And I know you're shaking your head. We're seeing the video, and Tom's shaking his head. Does he remain the punt returner? What do you think about decisions like this?
Well, he's more likely than anyone to return to have a big play.
And
he had a couple of big plays. One was called back because of a block in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But how you can line up at the 12-yard line, I think he was at the 8, and not know that you're going backwards, 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 mm-hmm. that you're not near the goal line is, to me...
And they've already had plenty of special teams problems. I mean, leading the league in penalties and just certain things that have gone on. You had the field goal at the end of the game that could have iced the game.
Yeah.
That didn't go well. So special teams, obviously, not one of their strengths right now at all.
And is it coming down, you mentioned that field goal situation. Is it coming down to now, is Justin Vogel just not a very good holder? Because we've had seen several bobbled snaps and snaps that have been questionable that might have been grabbed by a more experienced holder and put in place, and he hasn't been able to get that done. What do you think, Tom? I mean, what are you seeing?
I think it has more to do with the long snapper than it does the holder.
Okay.
Now, he botched that one. It just hit him in the hands, and it fell. It was a wet ball. No excuse. He should have put that down. I would not be surprised if they bring Brett Good back.
They can do that. I would be shocked if they don't.
They can do that starting this week. He's eligible to return this week. And I would be really shocked if they didn't bring him back, because you just got to get that element back. You know, Derek Hart covers pretty well. I've watched him run down the field, and that helps. You know, mm-hmm. he comes right down the middle of the field unblocked and is there. But, you know, you got to have consistency in your kicking day.
No doubt about it. All right, Tom, thanks for the time. And next up, we will hear from Clay Matthews on what they did effectively against that defense, like Wayne said, shutting down the run.
Packers Live is sponsored by Menards, UW Health, and Toyota.
Welcome back on Packers Live. The defense did put up mostly impressive numbers, but it comes with an asterisk. It came against the Chicago Bears. Clay Matthews gives his take in Packers Extra.
Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
You know, obviously his pocket awareness and presence will come along, but, you know, we have to take advantage of that. That's exactly what we did. I think we ended up with 5 sacks, a number of quarterback pressures and hurries, and, you know, that's what you expect to do, especially, you know, when a team is so one-dimensional and you force them at times to take a few shots. I mean, you got to take advantage of that. So I thought we did a great job. I thought guys were really flying around, creating a lot of pressure, knifing in there, and just being disruptive overall, not only in the run game, but also the pass rush as well.
Good news, Wayne, is they weren't getting a sniff of the quarterback there for 2 or 3 games, and 5 sacks. I think that's a positive trend.
Yeah, well, they had 5 sacks in the previous 4 games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're right. You're exactly right. But I think that was a great trend. And to see Nick Perry healthy once again and able to play with 2 hands and disengage from blockers and make those sacks, I think he's going to be outstanding down the stretch of the second half of the season. Need to get pressure from more than one source.
Yeah.
Clay Matthews would be that other source.
Definitely. All right. Up next, the Packers hosting the Ravens Sunday in the matchup of 2 teams with precious little playoff wiggle room. We'll break it down in a minute. Welcome back on Packers Live. The Baltimore Ravens fly into Lambeau Field on Sunday. And Wayne, not an explosive team. They have a good defense. One writer described them as the kings of mediocre because they're so up and down. They have a shot at the final spot in the AFC for the playoffs, but you don't know what to expect out of this
team. I have no idea what to make of this team.
Right.
I honestly don't, because they lose to Jacksonville in London. They get blown out of London 44-7. They, you know, get blown out by Pittsburgh 26-9. They beat the Raiders 30-17,
yep.
And they go 40-0 on the Miami Dolphins. So what is this team? Where are they? What are the real Baltimore Ravens that we're going to see this weekend?
Well, one of the things that they hang their hat on, Wayne, and they have for a long, long time, the defense is ranked 6th overall, and on average, they give up 19 points per game. So as long as that defense limits the other team, they're in it. But I think where they get into trouble is when the defense kind of short circuits, and then they have issues.
And they're number one in turnovers forced. They have 18 turnovers, 10 interceptions made by that defensive secondary alone. Terrell Suggs still rushes the quarterback. He's 35 years old now, but he's still the key to this defense. I think that retooled secondary, and they've retooled their entire secondary the last couple of years, you know, Brett Hundley's got to be careful when he goes downfield, and the Packers receivers are not going to be getting open early in their routes against this group. This is a very solid defensive secondary.
And maybe what accurately mirrors this team, Wayne, is Joe Flacco. There are times where he looks like an incredible quarterback, one of the best in the league, and then there are other times where he comes out and you don't know what you're going to get out of
it. And you don't see the good as much anymore because Joe Flacco has been around. He'd been beaten up and that type of thing, coming off a lot of different injuries. One thing he can do, folks, he can throw the ball deep. One thing that Wallace can do, the wide receiver, is go get it.
And he can go get
it. So this is going to be interesting to watch this weekend.
All right. It's an unfamiliar opponent as well, which is always a little bit of a scary game as well. All right. For the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrivee, I'm Lance Allen. We'll talk to you after that Baltimore Ravens game. Thanks for watching once again.